Track 12, The Bench Before the Descent. Right, this is probably the trickiest section of the walk because in a couple of places it's pretty steep. And if it's been raining, it can get quite slippery, so be careful. Come on. One afternoon when I came here, there was a man called Steve taking photographs of the gorse. We began talking, and he told me that he photographs it in all winds and weathers, and that as a keen photographer, it's his favourite subject. Steve told me a lot about gorse, that it's a really good source of pollen for bees, that it provides protection for nesting birds, and that it's got a very high nutritional content, which makes it an excellent snack for horses, sheep, goats, and particularly cattle, which apparently produce very fine milk after eating its coconutty goodness. You should have a smell of one of those yellow flowers, if it's the season, and you'll see what I mean. It also has its human uses, once being an important part of bread making, used as a fuel to get the ovens up to temperature, because it burns very quickly and produces very little ash, and that which it does produce is rich in alkali content and has been used in the making of soap. There's an old folk saying that love is out of fashion when gorse is not in bloom, and I had my first kiss whilst on holiday with my parents, whilst we were staying in a place called Gorse Cottage in Cardigan Bay. So I believe wholeheartedly in the romantic powers of this prickly plant, even if the boy, Darren Salter from Sidmouth, never wrote back in response to the rather gushing letter I posted to him on my first day home. 2 weeks later, I threw away the tin of toffees that he'd bought me before we said our sad farewells, and which I had expected, once emptied, to fill with our love letters, and which may, I suppose, have been made at Metalbox, perhaps even by Doreen, the lady with the story, about the fingers. Steve said that if I was up around here on a really hot day, I might be able to hear the popping and crackling of the seed pods as they split in the sun and scatter their seeds. And so I did. And I could. And I thought, a few weeks ago this was just gorse, and now it's something slightly magical. Although, to be honest, I still prefer the purple of the heather. Anyway, I should be quiet for a bit as you make your way down here. Sometimes there are people on bikes, and if I'm chattering away, you won't be able to hear their bells warning you of their approach. When you reach the bottom, you'll come to a wooden stile that leads you onto the path that we're going to take around Vicar Pond. Go through that and turn right, where you'll see another bench. And when you get there, go to the next track.